last week or a couple of weeks ago, they sent out flyers in the Dvar Mayotzim and Alev saying that there's a man in the community who needs a kidney. So the question is, what do people do when you get such a flyer? Yes, if someone needs a kidney. So do you say, oh, okay, I'll give a kidney? Or do most of us just take the flyer and say, are you kidding? Does he also need a left arm? I mean, like, it's nice, but there's no way. So let's talk today a little bit about kidney donations. Now, not organ donations, because as someone noted on the question sheet, that would take longer than a 10-minute shiur. But kidney donations also takes longer than a 10-minute shiur, but we'll try our best. There are some unique elements to kidney donations. First of all, kidney donations can be done from a live donor, unlike, let's say, a heart transplant, where you have to have someone who's at least brain dead in order to take the heart out of him, and you will thereby kill him. He will no longer be alive. So if you hold a brain dead person has the din of a living person, a heart transplant would obviously be murder. If you hold that a brain dead person does not have a din of a living person, then a heart transplant is a great mitzvah to save somebody's life. So, you know, but that's a much more complicated issue to get into the whole brain death discussion. That's not for now. Kidney donations, you're born with two kidneys, and if they both work, you can live with one of them. So give one to somebody else, let him have a working kidney, and then you're good to go with the other one. So is there a requirement? Is there a mitzvah? Is it an iser to donate a kidney? There is a Gemara Masech Sanhedrin that tells us, Lo Samal Al Dam Reyecha. The Gemara tells us, what does it mean, Lo Samal Al Dam Reyecha? That if you see your friend being attacked by wild beasts or being mugged by listim, so you have to go out of your way to try to save your friend's life. You can't stand idly by. That Gemara very clearly tells us that when someone's life is in danger, and it's not going to cost you anything really to stop it, all you have to do is get off, you know, get off your chair and go and do something about it. So that's Lo Samal Al Dam Reyecha. You have to go and do something when it's not going to cost you anything. Good? That is one Gemara. There is, the Gemara also, by the way, says, why do I need Lo Samal Al Dam Reyecha? Shouldn't I learn it out from a Shavas Aveda? If I have to return your lost watch or Gemara or jacket or whatever, so of course I have to return your Aveda Snafsho. If you're about to lose your life, of course I have to return it. So Gemara says, no, Lo Samal Al Dam Reyecha goes even further than a Shavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda says you have to go out of your way to return something. Lo Samal Al Dam Reyecha tells you, if you can't do it yourself, you have to hire somebody else to do it. I can't stop the mugger because I'm going to say, hey, stop, and he'll say, no. But I have his friend who's very strong and who happens to have a significant stash of weapons, who all I have to do is pay him a couple of bucks and he'll go there and he'll stop the mugger. So he has the ability to do so. I have to go out of my way and pay that person to stop him. So Lo Samal Al Dam Reyecha goes much further than the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. The question is, does Lo Samal Al Dam Reyecha, is that the only difference? Or does Lo Samal Al Dam Reyecha go further than Hashavas Aveda in other areas as well? I don't have to cut myself open and remove an internal organ in order to do Hashavas Aveda. If, let's say, I accidentally swallowed your, somehow you lost your ring, it was in my food, and I swallowed it, and it's not coming out of my stomach, I don't have to go through surgery to remove an internal organ in order to return Hashavas Aveda. For Lo Samal Al Dam Reyecha, do you have to do it? Someone else is going to die, and Rahman Al-Tzlan, and I can cut myself open and give him a kidney. So do I have to do that? That's not abundantly clear in the Gemara. On the other extreme, there's a very famous Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia. The Gemara Bava Metzia tells us of a machlokas Rabbi Akiva ben Batura, Samach Beis Amar Alf and Bava Metzia. But Rabbi Akiva ben Batura discussed the famous ethical dilemma. Two people walking in a desert, there's enough water for one of them to survive. And one of them, Reuven, has the canteen of water, Shimon doesn't. If Reuven and Shimon were to split the water, Reuven and Shimon are both triage. They're both going to die if they split the water. If Reuven takes the water, he will live, Shimon will die. If Shimon takes the water, Shimon will live, Reuven will die. What do you do? Ben Patura says they will both die. They should split the water, live as long as they can, and then they should both watch each other die. They should both die better than seeing somebody else die. Comes along Rabbi Akiva, Ad Shabar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, no, you can't do that. That makes no sense. They're both going to die. He says the best thing to do is whoever has the water, drink it. Your life comes before your friend's life. So you do not have to give up your life for your friend's life. Very clear Gemara. If Lo Samal Al Dam Reyecha is going to demand giving up my own life, I don't have to do that. That's what Rabbi Akiva holds very, very clearly. Problem is, there are no Gemaras in between. We have a Gemara that tells me if there's no sacrifice whatsoever, then you're mechuyev to do something to save his life. Another Gemara says if you have to give up your life, then you're not mechuyev to do that. What about like safek sakana? What if I do something surgery? and so let's say there's a dangerous surgery. I'm not saying this about kidney transplants. Let's say there's a dangerous surgery. Do I have to go through a dangerous surgery to save somebody else's life? So that was a major discussion in the poskim. Beis Yosef in Chosh Mishpatzim Tav Chavav quotes the Hagos Maimonios, who in turn quotes Yerushalmi, that says that yes, you must risk your life in order to save somebody else's life. Rav Shechter, somewhere in Nefesh HaRav, quotes the Rav Chaim Paskin this way also, that you need to go and risk your own life in order to save somebody else's life. The Netziv points out, which Yerushalmi is this? There's Yerushalmi in Trumos in Perches Halacha Dalid that tells us of an Amora who is in danger. Rabbi Yochanan said, good luck, we'll daven for you. And Reish Lakish said, no, I'm going to risk my life to save him. So it seems that if we pass on the Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish holds, you're supposed to risk your own life to save somebody else's life. Chavos Yoyer in the Tshuva paskins this way as well in Simon Kuf Mem Vav. He bases himself on the Gemara in Bava Metzia. He says, why does the Gemara in Bava Metzia tell me, Chayecha Kodman, that if I'm definitely going to die, if I don't take the water, then I should drink the water and let the other guy die? What does that imply? That anything short of me definitely dying, I would have to do in order to save his life. It's only because I'm definitely going to die if I don't take the water that I do not have to share the water. I don't have to give it to him. But if it's a suffix whether I'm going to die, then I should have to go through that. The Gemara should have said the biggest chiddush. So it must be the Gemara did say the biggest chiddush. And that if it's a suffix if I'm going to die, then I do have to go through that. That's what that group of poskim hold. However, the Sma on the side of the Shulchan Aruch Chosh Mishpat, Simon Tav Chavav says no. He says, there's one Yerushalmi, but the Rambam, the Rif, the Rush, don't quote it. It's not mentioned anywhere in Halacha. They just quote normally that you don't have to risk your life, you don't have to give up your life for somebody else. Presumably that means even Savik Sakana, to save somebody else. And the Sma says that, therefore, this is not a mainstream Shita, it's not a Shita that we paskin like. There is a Gemara Maseches Nida Daf Samach Aleph, tells an interesting story. Tosfos over there explains that someone came to Rabbi Tafran and said, Rabbi Tafran, help me out, I'm accused of murder. I don't know what to do, I need you to help me hide. And Rabbi Tafran said, well, let's see, what should I do? If I help you hide, then I can get in big trouble myself, because I'm going to be harboring a murderer, and that's going to be trouble for me. They might kill me if they find out that I'm doing it. If I don't help you hide, then you're going to get killed. How about you just hide yourself and I'll just stay out of it? That's what Rabbi Tafran's response was. So Tosfos explains, what Rabbi Tafran was saying is, he didn't think they were murderers. He thought that they were innocent. But he said if he helps them hide, it's a suffix sakana for himself. And he's not mechuyev to put himself in a suffix sakana to save their vaday sakana. That you don't have to go that far. The Netziv claims in the She'iltos that that's exactly what was going on with Rabbi Kiva and Ben Batura. Rabbi Kiva and Ben Batura weren't talking about a case where if they share the water, they're both definitely going to die. It can't be, because then Ben Patura is saying something so nonsensical, it can't be. Ben Patura says the best option is for everybody to die? How is that the best option? It must be that Ben Patura held that the case was a case of Safek Sakana. And Ben Patura says, both of you should roll the dice in order to try to save the other guy, rather than have one person do the Vadai. But Rabbi Kiva says, no! You don't have to roll the dice on your own life in order to save somebody else. You don't have to go through a Safek Sakana. That's how that's how the Sma understands. That's how the Netziv understands. And in fact, Rav Moshe Nigros Moshe Yardecha Lebesim Kufayin Dalin says that even if you accept the Yerushalmi only proves that you're permitted to risk your own life. Certainly not that you're mechuyev to risk your own life. One is not mechuyev to risk his own life to save somebody else. The Radvaz goes so far in the Chuvasim Tafresh Chavzayim and Chel Gimel to say that you're a Chassid Shota if you try to risk your own life to save somebody else. So what about kidney transplants? So it really depends on which tshuva you read. And the poskim aren't arguing in halacha at all. I saw three tshuvas on the topic. The Minchas Yitzchak is a tshuva, in Chelek Vav Simen Kuf Gimel, Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Tes Simen Mem Hei, and Ravadi Yosef in Yechavadas Chelek Gimel Simen Pei Dalid. And they all agree on the halacha, but they come to different conclusions. Why? Because one tshuva was written in 1960, one was written in 1980, and the Metzius changes. It changes in the medical field. Things change by the day. I mean, Chas Yitzchak says, it is Asr, you're a Chassid Shaita if you go and you give a kidney. You're risking your own life. Radvaz holds Chassid Shota. We don't do that. It's risking your own life, absolutely Asr. That's Minchas Yitzchak's approach in 1960. It happens to be, what's the Metzius of kidney transplants? In a study done of over 10,000 kidney transplants, two fatalities. Two people die from donating kidney. There's no evidence to suggest, currently, medically, that a person who donates a kidney is going to have a lower life expectancy than a person who does not donate a kidney. He'll live just as long. one in 5,000 or one in more than 5,000 is halachically and statistically insignificant. It's like the danger of crossing the street. It's not something that we would call legitimate sakana. Because of that, Rav Vadia says, he says, I don't know Michas Yitzchak, who he spoke to, but I spoke to doctors. Rav Vadia in 1980 said, I spoke to doctors and they told me that it's really not so dangerous. Tzitz Eliezer in a tshuva, I think, that was written sometime in between, said, if you get a group of doctors together that tell you that they're confident that it's not dangerous, then you could do it. Otherwise, it's aser. It's all as it goes along. Now, giving a kidney means you're out of commission for a month. It means you're going to put yourself through significant pain, and you're going to put yourself through several treatments that you'll probably have to go through throughout the course of your life at different times. Things aren't ever going to be completely 100%. They tell you it'll be pretty much normal. But you're never really 100% the same after you remove a kidney from your body. So it is a sacrifice. It's a real sacrifice. It's not something that's done flippantly, and they don't want donors who aren't going to be strong about it. Plus, it's also a risk in the sense that the person you're giving it to may not work, may not take. And how are you going to feel when that happens? So some people feel like, I did my best, and that's all God could want from me, so I feel great about what I've done. Others feel like, come on, I just gave a kidney and now it's in the garbage somewhere because it was useless. So that's a major, major issue. Halachically, Rav Vadia paskins, mitzvah gedola, tremendous chesed. Chiyuv, no. Mutter, yes, absolutely. Tremendous mitzvah to go give a kidney. Eddie Reichman said that several years ago in Woodmere, there was a guy who needed a kidney. He took a little index card, he wrote, need a kidney, call this number or whatever, and he hung it in the Young Israel of Woodmere, where thousands of people go back and forth every day. 8 people called and got tested. One of them was a match, donated a kidney to him. Just like that. Dr. Reichman said, he asked this fellow, does your family think you're crazy? He said, I'm a Baal Tshuva, my family thinks I'm crazy anyway. So it doesn't matter. But it's a mitzvah gedola, a tremendous chesed, beyond words. A chiyuv? Absolutely not. You can't say it's a chiyuv, considering the amount that you have to go through in order to be able to donate a kidney. But definitely a tremendous mitzvah gedola.